We're on Simen Yud, in the middle of Sif Vov. It's the fourth line from where Sif Vov starts. Hitel Tzitzis al Tzitzis. Now, we're speaking about that there was a beged with tzitzis in all four knuffes, and Hitel Tzitzis al Tzitzis. And now he put on a second pair of tzitzis, the same nekev. Tzitzis al tzitzis. So now we have to understand what the intent of the person was, number one, which is a decisive factor in the halacha. Then number two, we have to understand the halacha. So the Mechaber says as follows. Im niskavein levatel horishoino. If he wanted to be mavato the rishayna, that means when he put on the second pair of tzitzis, someone taps him on the shoulder and he asks him, Rabbi, do you have tzitzis already in the beged? I mean, why putting on another pair of tzitzis? He says, I don't want the first pair of tzitzis. The second pair is a mehudadike pair. So that's why I'm putting on the second pair. I have no intent to continue wearing the first pair. So now, halacha is, chaytech harishayna. So now, if he will cut off the first pair, ukshayra, then the beged will be kosher. Ve'im niskavein lahoisit. But what is, if he wants to, why is he putting on the second pair of tzitzis? He says, "Stel zachfor tzitzis is shalku keneged tayag mitzvus. I'll have a double pair of tzitzis, layla. So double tayag. I want to be meiser. The Torah said a minimum. I want to be meiser. Af al pi shechotach achas mishtayim psulo. So then." If he'll cut any of them off, it is possible. So now, I'd like to say over the lotion of the Levush. The Levush says as follows. And then we'll try to explain this halacha this first day. Hakel toli bekavona sa'isa. The halacha by tzitzis al tzitzis is dependent why he put on the second pair. Im imhoya miskaven lahoisif ala tzitzis. What? He wanted to have a double pair of tzitzis. Choshiv maise yoisa. This is called a very choshiv maise. What does it mean? Choshiv maise yoisa. The migui, the choshev maise laver al bal toisef. That means this maise is a maise choshev. He now, before this was a beged shal mitzvah, now he'll be over bal toisef when he wears this beged. Choshev, it's a maise aveire. That means it's a maise laver al bal toisef. Choshev nami maise gomor leinyan asiyas atzitzis. This is called, he did something shaklech. He did something, leinyan asiyas atzitzis is called a maise gomor. Ulefichach, im hoysa kavonosoi lehoysif al harishaynis. He wanted to add on, he wanted there should be two pairs of tzitzis on the beged. Havi asiyosai maise choshev. So this is a meiridike shrekleche maise. He's now making a beged shel mitzvah. He's making a beged shel aveire. Sharishaynis nivsulu gam came bekach. That he accomplished that the first pair of tzitzis were till now kosher, was a kosher a beged. By making this beged into a beged with two tzitzis, with two pairs on each corner. So this destroys the first tzitzis also. The first tzitzis, which were put in L'shem Mitzvah tzitzis, and there was a tzitzis shel mitzvah, nivsalu gam kei bekach, through this that he made, there should be now two tzitzis in the corner, v'reishteyim psulois. So by mechaven to passle it, to be meisiv, he passled the first tzitzis also. That means he had made kosher tzitzis, but by adding on a second pair, so I'm making now the first pair also. This is now, the veget is double tzitzis, which is baltaisiv dikit tzitzis. So the asiyah of the first veget, the first tzitzis also becomes bottle. Shenasu l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Previously, the first tzitzis were made l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. And now, by making a double pair of tzitzis on each nekev, so I made the first tzitzis, I was mekalkel, the first tzitzis also. This is now a double pair of tzitzis. This is about twice of the tzitzis. So I passled the asiya of the first tzitzis. The second tzitzis, Chabad HaGrisa, never was a kosher asiya to begin with. I put it in lechatchila to be moisev on the mitzvah. So memela, I have at the present time, in this baget, eight posel tzitzis. That's what he accomplished so far. I have eight posel tzitzis. Now, va'oz, afilu im yachtoich achakach achas mehem. Now someone pats him on the shoulder. You know what you did? You had a kosher bed with a kosher tzitzis. You now made all these tzitzis posel. So he says, I didn't realize that. I'll cut one off. So Levush says, was afilu im yachtoich achakach achas mehem, eizimem sheyeh, Nisha Ratalis Bipsulay Davale Tasa Beloy Minaosi. Sibachati Chosay Eine Oiseklum. He didn't do anything now. The minute you made all these eight tzitzis puzzle, so they have puzzle the tzitzis in a beggar, and by tzitzis is a loch gdilim tasa lecho, you have to make kosher tzitzis. These are all puzzle tzitzis. By cutting off one pair, you're not making anything. You're just taking off one of the two. But the asiya became bottle the minute you made the double tzitzis. Shebechatechosai einai oiseklum. He's not doing anything. I want it to be kosher now. There's only one pair of tzitzis. But you didn't make these tzitzis. At the present time, when you put it, you puzzled all the tzitzis in each corner. So the puzzle of tzitzis. Whatever was before there was a kosher asiya, that's past history. Now you have eight puzzle of tzitzis. So now you cut off one pair of tzitzis, so that doesn't make that the other pair has an asiya. In order to be kosher tzitzis, you have to have now an asiya. The previous asiya from the first one became bottle. So you made possible tzitzis by cutting off. I don't have an asiya. Shalei ve'ein zet asa, shalei kvar asiyas. It's him already. You're not making it anymore. Fine. That is if he had kavoneh. We'll come back again to the lotion of the Mechaba. V'imoyo kavones ha'oise ba'asiyas ashniyas levatel esorishaynis. What when he put in the second pair of tzitzis? He doesn't want the first pair of tzitzis. Now, this person is a very good intent. That means the second tzitzis there, choshev tzitzis, nippes lishma. These are very choshev tzitzis. I don't want the first tzitzis. So first he goes and puts in the second tzitzis, puts in the second tzitzis. I have no intent to be moisiv with these tzitzis. But guess I want to get rid of the first. I want these tzitzis. So when he put in the second pair of tzitzis, levatel, so the second asiyah theoretically was a kosher asiyah. Because I put it in l'shem tzitzis. I want these should be the tzitzis. Now, kol zman, the first tzitzis are here, I can't wear the begum because there's two pairs of tzitzis. So there's a psula baltaisif. There's a psula baltaisif. I can't wear the begum with two pairs of tzitzis. But the minute I'll cut off the first pair, so it's kosher. Because the second pair was put in l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Beside the second pair, there was nothing wrong with the putting in the tzitzis into the beggar. The first pair made it now about tzitzis. I'll take off the first pair. That's what he says. V'imoya kavona sa'oise basiyas ashniyas levatolas harishaynis. Os harishaynis. So the bottle taka, that means so these are the tzitzis. I want these to be the tzitzis. Umikal malkeim ba'oidem betalas psulim b'shem bal taisa. But the first pair is now making a problem because v'nishvi have two pairs of tzitzis, so I can't wear the talis now because of the first pair. Elochaita harishaynis v'nisha hatalas psheira b'achroinis. So that's how the Levush says Pshat in this first day. Now let us again see the Lashon of the Mechaber, and then we'll see the Mishtabua of the Mechaber. Yeah, that's right. That's what should have been done. But wasn't done. That's right. Ito tzitzis al tzitzis. So he put a second pair. Let's see again the Lashon HaMechaber. Im niskaven levatel harishaynim. If you wanted to make eight pairs of tzitzis. No, I'm sorry. Im niskaven levatel harishaynim. He didn't want to use the first pair. He wanted to use the second pair. So on the second pair, there was a kosher asiyah. But I can't wear the baggit cold man. There's eight pairs of tzitzis. So then it's cut off the first pair, and now the baggit is kosher, because there was a kosher asiyah on the second pair. V'im niskaven lohoisit. But what is if he wanted, I wanted eight pairs of tzitzis on the baggit? So this maisa, I want to make a suffer to make this puzzle, the asiya of both since the second one was zikha was asiya psula, and it even puzzles the asiya of the first one. So now you have two tzitzis that are attached to the begit without any kosher asiya. So whatever will cut off is psula. That is pshat in this first day. And let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah chof chaytach harishayin evshe the davke nokat. You should take off the harishayin attack. Avon chotach hashni yisposel kiv the kvar bitol harishayin. He didn't want to use the harishayin, so it was mavatol them. He can't use the Rishay to use the Shneez. But Cholin in Hein Bench is Kamalam. Yeah, Chav Aleph goes later. This is one Mahalach. And we don't Paskin like this. Now we'll see a second Mahalach. So Abu Kapano, what we have to remember from the first Mahalach is the criteria is why he put on the second pair of tzitzis. If he put on the second pair of tzitzis to be moisiv, then he made a calamity. So both tzitzis become puzzled. There's no asi anymore. Whatever he'll do, but he has to put in the tzitzis, and the asiya became bottle, and whatever he does, it's possible. If he had an intent to be mevatel the first pair by putting in the second pair, so if theoretically there was a siya kshera of the second pair, and but kozman, you have the first pair that you can't wear the bechu because there's a hisafa, I'm wearing eight pairs of tzitzis, so you'll cut off the first pair, and the second pair there was a kosher siya, so then it'll be kosher. That's the shita of that's the first sheet there. V'yesh machshirin v'chol inyan. And other sold, it's irrelevant if you thought l'shem ha'isofe, if you thought l'shem mitl, it's irrelevant. V'cheinika, that whatever you thought, doesn't matter. Now, the second day holds, that will explain the second day in 1 minute, the second day holds as follows, that your kavanas are irrelevant. So, Mamela, so Kozman, you have the two tzitzis there, it's possible. But, you'll cut off any one of the two, skosha, kosher, the other one, and shalom al yisrael. Now, this also needs a big explanation. And let us say over the Levush, who explains this shita. Now, so let us appreciate what we're saying. We're saying that, let's make it interesting. He wanted to be meisiv. He put on the second pair of tzitzis, and so let us just think for 1 minute. He put on one pair of tzitzis, the talus cotton was kosher. It's kosher all day. Yeah. No, I want to be meisiv. So he goes and puts on the second pair. I want to be meisiv. So l'cheira, this I see is mamish. L'shem Aveira, he wants to be Moshev. I don't know, the Torah sound like this, but I want to be better than the Torah. I want to do more than the Torah demanded. So I want to be Moshev. Fine. He put it on L'shem HaYisofer, and he cuts off the first tzitzis, and it's kosher. So that's a mouthful. We have to understand this. So now we'll hear again the lotion of the Levush, but it's still explained how he explains it. Afilu chotach es harishonis. He put it l'shem myself. It doesn't matter what he does. So let's make the worst scenario. He put it l'shem myself. Ksheira b'achoyne. So he says it with the second one. So the Levush is k'va'af arpi shebisho sh'osas achoyne. Also, oisom shaloi letzayrech. He didn't put it. There was no need for him to put the second one. Shetalus oye kosher beloyheim. Before the second one, the talus was kosher. Va'acher kach shechoytech es rishayne. So the second one was not put l'shem tzitzis. Was put l'shem esofer. Va'acher kach shechoytech es rishayne miskasher atalus memela. Now, so there never was a kosher asiyah on the second pair, and I cut off the first pair and the second is kosher already. There was no asiyah and it's kosher. V'hoyah l'chol ha'meimah ta'asav alayim minasi b'bsu. So, l'chayra, we should say, ta'asav alayim minasi b'bsu. That's the levush. No. We have to understand this halacha. It's very interesting. Shani hoche. The kivin shebisho sheosa atzitzis achreinis. When he put on the second tzitzis, ba'oit shehoye bo'arishainis, when he put on the second, ovalei basiyas achreinis mishum baltaisir. So he's over baltaisir. I mean, I don't know exactly. He's not over baltaisir because money doesn't work. But l'kponim is calling, it's called that I'm making that this baggage should be about Tosef Dike baggage. Fine. The Kivin, the koi beloved the baltaisis, so when he put it on, this asiya is an asiya of baltaisis. Avi asiyosai mitchile kemaise bottle. So it's not considered I did anything, I accomplished anything. That means a maise is considered a maise if I accomplished something. That's called I did something. Look what I did. If I didn't do anything, I made kalya, so it's not called I did something. So he says, V'kivin d'koy belav d'bal toysef, hava asiyosei mitchila kemaise boto. He didn't do anything. V'shaloy l'tzoyrech, he didn't accomplish anything. V'loy nechshav loy lemaise klal. So since we'll say Gagamba Talosh and the Ovid Loy Mahani. That means whatever he did is not considered he did something. What did he do? He did nothing. There's no accomplishment. So it's considered that he didn't do anything. V'achakach, fine. So Mamela, so let's see now what happened. He put on the first tzitzis, Gavaldik, cliche mitzitzis, that was Gavald. Then he had this Jukin, he said that he has to put on a second pair. He puts on a second pair of tzitzis. Now, the second pair of tzitzis, so he wanted to be Moisef, or he is Moisef. So since this is a Maisa Avera, so it's not considered Ke'ilu, he did something. It doesn't have a Cheshivas of a Maisa. So it's here, I have tzitzis without a Maisa. It was about twice of the tzitzis. Then he cuts off the first one. Umachshir esatalus ba'achoynes, and now he's machshir the talus ba'achoynes. Choshev yoisa lemaisa. This is called I did something. V'nechshav loichatiches harishoynes oz ka'oisa ha'achoynes. The Incan Tasev Elohim in the Osi, the Kosha. Bilat Elohim. He says that means when I put on the second pair of tzitzis, that's not considered I did something. Something that's done without accomplishment is not called doing. So is that called you did anything? It's not called Osi Bipsul. It's here, it's hanging here, but when I take off, it's hanging here. He says, when I take off the first tzitzis, by the achach shechaytech orishoynes, umachsha, now by cutting off the first tzitzis, now the baggit has one pair of tzitzis, umachsha resatalis bachoynes, now the second pair of tzitzis, kitatel the talis. Choshev yoisa lemaisa, so this is called a maisa, v'nechshav loy chatiches orishoynes oz ka'oisa achoynes. By cutting off the rishoynes, I'm making the achoynes for tzitzis. V'enkan tasa v'loy minaosi bekosha. Then Barbusha Yontev says the same rhyme, just would say his lashon. The key in the Ovid Bisura, when he put on the second pair of tzitzis, that was in this Leichoshev, Asiya Beshaite Yasi, it's not called I did something. Uktzitzis Horishoynes, Zu Hi Asiyosa, now I'm making the second tzitzis kosher. Fine. That's what he says. So, Bekitzer, the formula is, there's a formula over here. The formula is as follows. The psul of tase v'loy mina osri means if I did something. Let's say the case, I put in a beged of three knuffs, I put in three tzitzis. So did I do something? Yes, I did something. But it doesn't work because you have to gedilim tase l'cho al arba kamfes susra. You have to put the tzitzis on four. But I did something. It doesn't work. I didn't do it properly, but I did something. Let's talk about a second case. let's talk about a person puts schach posel on top of a sukkah. That means he takes branches and he puts it on top of a sukkah. He took the branches and bent them over the sukkah. So what did I do? It says schach a sukkah stasel, you have to put it with a maise. So I put schach posel on the sukkah. I did something. I was supposed to put schach kosher. I put schach posel. Later, I'll go and cut off the branches. It won't help. Why won't it help? Because the schach, which is lying on the sukkah, was from your maise. You did a maise. The maise doesn't help, but you did a maise. By cutting off the branches, you don't make over that maise. That maise was done already. You made a maise of sichuch with schach posel. You were mesachach with schach posel. Now you go, so that you have to mesachach with schach kosher. When I cut off the branches, I was mesachach with schach kosher. No. You were mesachach with schach posel. But now you made the schach kosher, but you weren't mesachach with schach kosher. You were mesachach with schach posel. That is if you did a maise. So the rectifying it will not change over the maise. In this case, the second day, and we're asking like this of all things, the second case holds, if the maise was a maise aveire, that's not that it didn't help. This was a maise aveire, that's what the Mavusha Yontev said. The kan the ovid isuga lechoshim asiya b'shaite. That's not called, I did anything. I did. You didn't do anything. A maise aveire is not called an asiya. So memela, so when he put on the second pair of tzitzis, which is a maisa aveira, so that's not called you did anything. That's not called you did. So we look at the tzitzis now that they're hanging on the beged without an asiyah. What you did is we're not going to start because that's a maisa aveira. So now they're hanging here. So now these tzitzis are hanging here without an asiyah. So by cutting off the first tzitzis, I'm now making the second tzitzis, kosher tzitzis, through the cutting off of the first tzitzis. That is what the second day holds, and that's what we paskin of all things, and that's the din. So let's see now the lotion of the remote. The yesh machshirim b'cholinyin, it's irrelevant what he was thinking, and the yesh machshirim b'cholinyin, v'koydim shechotach rishoynis pasul b'cholinyin. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Becholin yehainu ben shiskam levato and iskam lois ben shalot harishonis or yishnis b'chein nikra b'chein posku achoin. Harishonis not kid harishonis the kol mashkos v'shulchan aruch metchil v'chait harishonis the kosu v'kem shalot harishonis avemes l'arosh v'zkin nikavos v'koshki michot harishonis kosh k'maitis v'beis yoysen. That means in this case, if the first ones were kosher, he cut off the second ones. The second ones only made a problem about Taisif. Now, if you look at the first one, those zicha be good. No, the chiddush is, afilu, you cut off the first one. The second one, there was no asiya, it's also kosher. I just don't know. I mean, it's a mazurik azach. The Levush says clearly that the cutting off of the first pair is called an asiya on the second pair. So I was just thinking, what if a monkey will cut off the first pair? You need an asiya. That means I want to make the second pair kosher, and that's why I'm cutting off the first pair. So that's cool. Kavona l'shem mitzvah. But stamazai, if the first pair was cut off, stamazai, it was accidentally or without any kavona, could be there, it won't help. About Kaponim, this is pshat in these 2 days. Now let's go a little further. Siv Zayim. Malbushim Shehem Psuchim Minat Sodim Lamato. You have a beged that is open milamato, and let us say perhaps it's like a sweatshirt, but it's open, there's a slit lamato. The yesh lam arba kanfeis l'tzato, and you have 4 corners. Ulamayla heim stumim, but you go further up the beged, that there's a beged. So you have a beged with a slit on 2 sides. So now the aloch is as follows. Im ruboy sosom, so now we're going to measure the whole beged from top to bottom. we'll see Mishnah Berurah. So if roiv of the beged, that means, let's say it's chveis, that the beged is 36 inches. So if roiv of the beged is sasum, it's potter. So then it's potter. So it's called, the beged does not have knafis. That means if the beged is sasum, if you only have slits, that's not called kanfei bigdeyim. Kanfei bigdeyim means the beged possesses knafis. This beged, the flavor of the beged is sasum, so it's not called that there's knafis in the beged. So it's potter. V'imrubai pasua, but if roiv of the beged is open, chayev, then it's. So then that's called, even though a chelet of the beged is sewn together, but roiv is pasuch, that's called the beged has knafis. V'im chetzio isosom v'chetzio pasuch. What if it's 50-50? So the pashtus of the lotion of the mechaber would mean, so I don't know how to be done this beged. Should I say that as long as roiv is not sosum, it's 50-50, so it has a shem kanfei bigdeyim, or in order to have a shem kanfei bigdeyim, you need roiv posuach. So I don't know. That's a sofik. Is matilin oisai mechumre? So it's a sofik. So I don't know if it's kosher, if it's posuach. I don't know. V'chayev b'tzitzis. So if you wear this beged, Rabbi Yid, put on tzitzis, please. Because maybe as long as half is pasuach, it's chayev b'tzitzis. V'en yoytzim boy b'shabbos, but please don't wear this beged on Shabbos, because maybe it's potter from tzitzis. And then the tzitzis you are wearing is a masri. That means since there's no need halachically for the tzitzis, so it's considered you're carrying on Shabbos. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Potter, now there's Sifkot Chavdal, the potter. Afilum yesh pa'amiyu ta'pasuach shir talis. Even though we'll take the whole beged, and the open part of the beged is a shir talis, you have an am already over there. But if roiv of the beged is sosum, so it's not called kanfei bigdeyim. You don't consider that these are knafayim of the beged. V'imosa b'tzitzis v'achkach posako v'psumim v'shim pasav v'leim v'naosei. Tzarek l'atiram v'lachzor l'kosho. Rubai pasuach, haynu davke roiv mikol ha-beged. We measure the length of the beged from top to bottom, and then we measure this slit, and if the slit is roiv of the distance from the top of the beged to the bottom of the beged, so that's called rubai pasuach. V'loi k'moisha oisin achayotim talis kotin. Now the tailors make such a talis kotin. She'toivchin oisai minat stodim. First of all, they sew together the top part of the beged. They sew it together. U'manichim boi nekev she'machnisim boi hayadayim. And then it's sleeveless, but they sew the top part of the beged. Then they leave over a hole for the hands to go through. And then the seifrin lamata meyanekev, and then they continue sewing further. Umenichim roiv pasuach umoydidim rak mitachas hayodayim. So they measure the roiv from, that means we have the beged is like this. Here it's sewn together. Here we have a hole for the hands to go through. Here it's sewn together. And then they measure from the bottom of the hole to the end of the beged. It's more pasuach than sosum. But that is not the correct way how to measure. Bezel tois gumbo. Ki oz loinikre bas tala knofis. Because mekov adobe shemavoyich brocha levatole. You look at it from the top of the beged to the end of the beged, והנקב חושב גם כן כאילו הוא סוסו. The nekev is made to put his hands through. It's not considered that this is a konaf of the beged. This is the oifen lemishes a beged. So a beged that is used to cover me, so the top part that's on is beged. The nekev for the arm is beged. The sewn underneath is beged. And that what you left over has to be roiv of all that's considered beged. I'm a biologe, v'chayim b'tzitzis, but he said, if it's machsa al-masa, chayim b'tzitzis, avloim b'vorchin olof, b'shabes, b'shemo poto. You shouldn't, b'shemo poto, b'tzitzis havi kemasi, uchde lekamon, b'simin yud gimo. Now, so this is a, let us just explain for 1 minute to appreciate what we're saying over here. There's a Mordechai like Rambam that asks a kasha. Rambam asks a kasha, we pass on Laila loves man tzitzis. So there's no mitzvah tzitzis by Laila. So the Rambam is a problem. So how are you allowed to wear a talus at night? That means there's no mitzvah tzitzis. And you have the strings hanging down, which is nothing. So the Rambam says, Zel mitachsisei ha-beged. That means, well, this beged, when you wear it by day, it needs tzitzis, so it's part of the beged. Now I'm not using this. Let's just speak about a poshita case. A person wears a jacket and pants on Shabbos, doesn't put anything in the pockets. What do you need the pockets for? A pants needs pockets. I'm not using them today. But it's part of the beged. There's a pants needs pocket. So the Rambam says, a talus needs tzitzis. I don't need them, but it's part of the beged because by day I do need them. It's part of the beged. That is, if you need them. But what if I have a beged that's bottom in that tzitzis? And I go and put these tzitzis on them. So these tzitzis, they have a chashiv. This tzitzis are chashiv. It's not bottle. It's not like a tag from the cleaners, which is also not needed, but they have brings bottle to the beged. Tzitzis have a chashiv. So it's a double chashiv. The beged is not, it's not a chelet of the beged because the beged doesn't need them. Doesn't have a shear or whatever it is. So my mail is called a masa in your carrying. I bemog in Abraham she kosev daf la kalmas also the nice and sofik the rabon al khatkhila the ramin achin maskim im al stomed the maker bezeh. So now the mog in Abraham says that what if you allow to wear this beged in the kalmas, which is a also to carry mit the rabon. So others wanted to say we pass him like that. So now let's we have a sofik. Half is open, half is sosom. Now, is this considered knuffis? Is it not considered knuffis? I don't know. That's nothing. Now I'm wearing this in a kamalas. So in a kamalas, the whole Israel to carry in the kamalas is at the rabbona. So I'll go and say, no, selfie, the rabbona, the cooler. I'll go and do it. So the magnabom says, selfie, the rabbona, the cooler does not mean you're allowed to jump in and play Russian roulette by yourself with the Rabbona. That means if you did it, you shall we eat it, not eat it. No, but the evidence is up. But to jump in, that means, let's talk about, I have food, the suffix, it's Bishalakam, it's not Bishalakam, the Bishalakam said the Rabbona. No, I'll eat it. Suffix the one who saw the way the Bagna Avram says, no, you shouldn't do it. So, but other place can say here by a Kalmelis, you could do it, even though it's a suffix of this achiv tzitzis, and that's what they pass him. And I just ashtikol ha'ora negayim bismaneinu by sphere that the mechaber brings down that you can sell bein hashmoshes. Now bein hashmoshes is that's what there's one chashman suffix yaim suffix lailo, maybe it's yaim. So you can sell because sphere so mishibur b'exam because sphere bisman hazeh zadara bonam. So there would seem we could jump into a Safik Tarabon.